Okay, Richard Kingsmore with you on 2016. I'm glad to say that we've finally got new music from M Phases, the Melbourne producer. He's an ARIA and Grammy Award-winning producer, and actually this year he's been on Triple J a lot. He's had a hand in producing some pretty big songs. Of course, he works very closely with Illy, has for a number of years, and he produced that track and a whole bunch of other tracks from the 2 Degrees album for Illy. He also worked with KLP this year, and he also had a hand in this one. Killer track from Amy Shark. Yep, M Phases produced that one for her as well. So he's now back with his first solo song in a long time, and we're about to premiere it. It's a collaboration with Alice in Wonderland. So this is the first new music from M Phases under his own name since 2010. He put out his first solo album, which was called Good Gracious, and one of the big songs from it was this. Yep, one of a whole bunch of tracks that we played from that first album by M Phases. So I'm glad to say before we get to the premiere of his new song, we've actually got him online from Los Angeles. Welcome back to Triple J, M Phases.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good. I'm over here in LA just working, finishing up my record and doing regular LA stuff.
How long have you been, because you've been living in Los Angeles for a while, haven't you?
No, I'm basically coming over here about two times a year at the moment, but the plan is to move over here early next year.
I thought you already had.
No, not yet. I am here quite often though. Just, you know, the demand for work over here is pretty high, so I'm just sort of, I find myself traveling over here quite often. So, you know, I think that's the next step in my career is to actually be over here so I'm not missing opportunities and being able to work with, you know, all types of different artists. The talent over here is crazy. Not to say we don't have it back home, but I think just the population alone just, you know, creates such a, I guess, a, you know, a hub of talent, especially in LA where everyone's, you know, moving here to try and make it in the industry.
Listen, we're going to talk about the new song which you've done with Alice in Wonderland in just a moment and also maybe get a little bit of an idea of what's to come next year for you. But we've been playing on the radio some of the stuff, some of the work that you've been doing this year. First of all, congratulations for all the stuff you've done with Illy, because 2 Degrees was a recent feature album and I know you had a big hand in the making of that because we had him on the show. So that's been going down well, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're all quite surprised with the reception it's gotten, especially with the first single Paper Cuts. It's still a little hard to believe that it's done so well. But no, we're all really happy and proud, and you know, the team, everyone involved in the album, from the songwriters to the sort of, you know, behind the scenes management and label, everyone's done such a good job. So yeah, we're really happy with how it's gone.
Yeah, well, you've had such a close relationship with him over the years, but there's been another new face on the scene that we've been having a lot of success with, and that's Amy Shark, and you had a hand in the making of her track Adore, which has just gone through the roof for her.
That is crazy. That's definitely like, it could be like a career highlight of mine, just seeing how well that did, considering it was basically a grant. She applied for a grant to get the song made. And she got the grant, and you know, I agreed beforehand to help work on the song if she was approved. So it was kind of a weird, I guess, situation to be in, as far as the first time I've sort of agreed to, you know, work on a song I'd never heard before. But you know, she sent me the song, and Cam had already worked on it, and I sort of, you know, stripped things back and did my little thing on it, and we put it out into the world, and it's just gone crazy. So I'm super happy for her. She's such a nice person. You know, she deserves all the success. So it's great to see.
Yeah, well, I think she's going to have a great year next year. There's been no lack of attention placed in her from the strength of that song. So good work with that. So let's talk about your year ahead next year. You got another solo album.
I do, yes. It's been a long time coming. I think 2010 is when I released Good Gracious. So it's it's a long time between albums. But, you know, I've been working on this album for about 4 years on and off. So I'm really happy that it's, you know, finally near completion. And coming out next year.
Yeah, well, we featured back in 2010, 6 years ago now, we featured that first solo record of yours, and you never lost, I mean, obviously, if you've been working on it for, you know, 4 years, you obviously had the desire there to follow it up.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, it's a whole different project. It's, you know, my influences have changed a lot between, you know, my first album and this album. I've grown a lot as a producer and especially as a songwriter. So I think it's a pretty big departure from the last record as far as being, you know, the last one being a hip-hop record and this one pretty much being as far from a hip-hop record as I could possibly do without straying too far from my roots, I guess.
Wow, okay. So what, there's going to be no hip-hop on it?
There's a little bit, but I definitely wouldn't consider it a hip-hop album. It's it only features like one or two rappers at the moment, and that might increase, but at the moment, yeah, it's pretty light on the hip-hop side, but it's hard to escape sonically like the sound that I sort of, you know, am accustomed to making, and that's, I guess, like the hip-hop, you know, the drums being loud and the mix being sort of in your face. But as far as the actual genre of the music, no, it's pretty far removed from the hip-hop style that I'm known for.
Okay, well, M-Phases, I don't want you to give too much away and I don't want you to reveal stuff you don't want to reveal, but are there mainly Australian voices on the record or have you got a bit of a mix?
It's a bit of a mix at the moment. I'm still locking down a few collaborations that I'm trying to get, but yeah, it's a pretty good mix, I think. But there are definitely a lot of Australian artists on it, so I'm happy with that.
Okay, and a few internationals.
Yes, there is, yes. Without divulging too much, I can say there's a couple of internationals on the record.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to that. So sometime next year that album will come. Have you got a title of it yet, or are you still thinking of that?
We're still tossing around ideas, yeah. I like the crunch time. I like to sort of come up with things in the last sort of, you know, the 12th hour or whatever. Whatever the phrase is.
Yeah, the 11th so, hour. 12th hour. 12th hour. It's in the stores. It's too late by the 12th hour.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, besides your record as well, I know you've always got sort of irons in the fire. Are there any other names that you're going to be, you know, having songs from that are going to drop next year that we can look forward to as well that's got your production touch?
Yeah, I mean, Illy and I will get back in and work on some new stuff at some point. I'm guessing he'll want to sort of start that pretty soon.
He's just put out an album. Does he want to get back in and do another thing really fast?
Well, I think with the success of Paper Cuts and everything, it sort of lights a bit of a fire, and you know, I'm keen to get back in and work on some ideas, and he's already hit me up to sort of start on some, you know, just some sort of rough ideas to get the ball rolling. But yeah, there's that. I'm definitely working with Amy Shark again. We're throwing around some ideas and she's sending me demos and stuff like that. I've got a few tracks over here with some LA artists that are sort of in the pipeline. So I've been working with, I've been in room studios and rooms writing with like Kiara and Olivia O'Brien. I've even like produced some stuff for Fifth Harmony, which is kind of weird to say, but yeah. So, you know, just been dabbling in all types of stuff.
Okay. Well, look, good luck ahead. Look forward to seeing more of your work or hearing more of your work in action. So M-Phases is with us on Triple J. Let's get to the crunch. Let's premiere this brand new track. So tell us about this and the collaboration with Alice in Wonderland.
Well, this song has been a little while in the making. I actually made the beat for this song maybe about eight months to a year before Alison and I wrote the song together. So I had this beat and I was, you know, thinking of who I could get on the track. And I also had this songwriter that I work with quite often called Trey Campbell, who's an amazing songwriter based in LA. And, you know, he's the first person to pop into my head with who I wanted to sort of work on the song with. And then, you know, a few months later, I think one of Alison's songs just popped on my Spotify playlist. And I was like, oh, shit, this is, you know, she'd be perfect for this song. So it just sort of clicked. So I flew over to L.A. and, you know, met up with Alison and Trey. And we got in a studio and the song came about. Yeah, it was really, really great timing as far as, you know, just her being in L.A. at the time and Trey being available. So it all worked out.
And was it easy working with Alison in terms of lyrics, melody, all that sort of stuff? Did it come pretty naturally?
Yeah, her and Trey really gelled together. And, you know, I threw in ideas when I could, but she definitely steered the ship as far as, like, you know, the content. She's very, you know, everything in the song is from a very deep place when it comes to lyrics with her. So, you know, her and Trey really, really sort of captured what she wanted to say on the song. And she sounds great on it. You know, we recorded in L.A. at my friend Mitch Allen's studio up in North Hollywood. And yeah, it was a special day. You could tell that the voodoo was in the air when we were making the song. So yeah, it came out really good.
It's a really strong title too, Messiah. You're not going to ignore that title, are you?
I hope not. I'm really happy with it. And she's got a rock star voice, so you know, it just sounds badass.
M Phases, look, good luck. Look forward to the album number 2. I never thought it would come, but 6 years on from you first, we'll get another solo record from you next year. And this is the first taste of it, so let's give it a spin for the first time. Thanks for spending time with us, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rich. I appreciate it, mate.
No worries. Here it is, M Phases. This track is called Messiah, featuring Alice in Wonderland.
Miss the way you see me when you're sober. Wish you saw the